Hello, and welcome to the AES Journal podcast for January and February. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. In this edition, you'll find three separate feature articles in addition to research papers and engineering reports. Recording and mastering engineers will be interested to read Alex Case's article on recording electric guitar, The Science and the Myth, as well as Francis Rumsey's report on audio mastering workshops held at recent conventions. Case gets practical in the recording studio to illustrate why some recording techniques work better than others for the electric guitar, while Rumsey reports on the ways in which the job of mastering engineers is changing in an era of digital technology and home studios. Case Immink's article, Any Song, Anytime, Anywhere, tracks the history of digital recording from the early days of the first systems to the modern download format, passing through the all-important invention of the compact disc in the early 1980s. Kenneth John Fowler and his colleagues propose a new method to calculate head-related transfer functions from anthropometric data in our first research paper of the current edition, promising to produce accurate results without the extensive effort involved in individual measurement. Timos Papadopoulos and Philip Nelson go on to investigate crosstalk canceling filters for virtual acoustic imaging systems, showing how a knowledge of the reproduction environment is crucial for calculating filters that are longer than the response of an anechoic environment. In engineering reports, Alistair Moore and his colleagues also investigate crosstalk canceling filters for the reproduction of binaural information over loudspeakers, showing that listeners could not differentiate between a real source and a virtual source when the loudspeakers were placed at plus or minus 90 degrees. Four Spanish researchers go on to show how simulation models were used to study intelligibility of speech in the Spanish Congress. Although 350 small loudspeakers were located at the seats of the deputies, apparently they were not always at their seats, which resulted in the loudspeakers increasing in background noise without improving intelligibility. Standards News offers an opportunity for you to find out about the latest developments in digital interfacing, audio-video synchronization, and audio metadata, among numerous other topics. You can also read a report on the 14th Tokyo Regional Convention, which took place last year. We mourn the passing of two influential engineers, Herbert Farmer and Manfred Schroeder, both of whom died late last year. Farmer was a life fellow of the Society and both archivist and emeritus professor at the School of Cinematic Arts, University of Southern California. Schroeder was well known as a director of research at Bell Labs and as a professor of physics at the University of Göttingen. He was also a founder member of IRCAM in Paris and helped formulate standards for stereo radio broadcasting in the 1950s. Among his many accolades, Manfred Schroeder counted the AES gold medal in 1972 and a gold medal from the ASA in 1991. For those with research to publish, make sure to check out the call for papers for two upcoming AES events. The 40th International Conference will be held in October in Tokyo and is devoted to the topic of spatial audio, while the 129th Convention will be held in San Francisco in November and invites papers on a wide range of topics in audio engineering. We hope to see you there. As always, we welcome new members to the Audio Engineering Society. If you'd like to become a member, please visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.